Boiler. The radiator clanked and banged all night, clattering coins and glass boots. The bedroom was still cold. Sometime after 3 a.m., I fall back into bed, read Vincent's letters. It is 1881, 9 years before his death, and he has just been rejected by his pretty widowed cousin. Never, no, never. His feelings for her have smoldered unspoken, and now he is white hot. He writes his brother Theo, "If I did not give vent to my feelings every so often, I think the boiler would burst." I call my brother whenever I walk from Flatbush Avenue to my walk-up apartment. We talk about his girlfriend who moved to Seattle, his feral cat, the flocks of birds falling to earth in tandem. I am not naturally forthcoming. I wait until I need to make an adjustment, loosen a bracket, twist a knob counterclockwise before I spill that I am miserable, or defeated, or wildly optimistic. I am almost pleased with my never, no, never. Vincent saw in Kibos a woman who knew grim days and fear and worry. She already had a child. He glimpsed an interior swashed in yellow, so he pounded on the door. I imagine she was shocked, for never, no, never, beats with intent. The groundhog was not released last week. There was no room for shadow. But Vincent thought, if this is truly over, wouldn't she say something worse to me than never? They are questioning me about my intentions to turn on the light. My appointments bore me. I despise my punctuality. Let the lights burn out. Let the laundry grow larger. I will write about toothbrushes if I want to. I check my email once a day and wince. This is not a yellow life. I get very cross when people tell me that it is dangerous to put out to sea. Did you know when he wrote those words, he hadn't yet sketched out the potato eaters? Where was his little ship then? Eager as ever, my brother enters poker tournament after tournament until the site kicks him off or he cashes his next birthday check. My brother is passionate about poker. This man-child, my mother says, and she cuts off his tuition. My brother asked me for money only once. A handshake in my thoughts, I told him, which is also Vincent's sign-off in letters to Theo. He is always asking to be remembered. They seem to forget that there is safety in the heart of danger. I just want him to get to Arles, to the little yellow house where there is no shadow or shade, to the woodcut room, where everything points to rest. Vincent tells his brother that he spends his days fiddling with paints, thinking about paints, but still the never riddle is by no means solved. The door is now shaking to the heavy drone of the radiator. I'm sure the ceiling moved. I will not call you. There is no home in white heat, only yellow in an open shutter. It is not here yet, but it moves like a season. It walks like a soul.